We are now joined by the winner of tonight's race, Christopher Bell. If you have a question for Christopher, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll go right into questions. We're going to start up front here with John.
John NewbieFanBuzz, I have two quick questions for you. So first off, obviously it's been almost a decade since your last truck win. So how's that feel?
That's crazy. That's crazy. But honestly, it's more about the team than it is about me. Like, you know, this is my hobby. Running truck races is my hobby. It's not my day job. But the truck guys, or the mechanics, the crew chiefs, all the people that work over there at HFR, this is their day job. So just seeing how much it means to them, that's what makes it worthwhile. That's what makes me love to go out here and do this and, you know, run these races for this team. You know, and this was our first win together, but after seeing Watkins Glen and how close we got, and then, you know, seeing just being around the team and going to Darlington, you know, a couple weeks ago, and then Bristol, like, it's about them, and I'm just so proud to be able to deliver, you know, what they expect and work so hard to get. So just really proud of the team, and it's all about them, not about me.
Well, you already kind of partially answered my second question, but I was curious if you'd tell me a little more about that relationship, because they definitely sounded a little choked up over the radio when they were congratulating you on the win.
Yeah, I mean, it's just those guys, they work really, really hard. Everybody works hard, you know, to go out there and do this, but they put their heart and soul into this, and to get rewarded like that is, you know, it means a lot to them, and that's what it's all about. That's, you know, that's what makes this worth it. So it's... whenever I got the call to, you know, drive for Stu last year at Watkins Glen when he got hurt, it really opened my eyes to see, like, how much this group cares and loves the sport. And, you know, I think I was in the truck series whenever HFR came into the truck series. Like, I remember Stuart showing up in this Hallmark Friesen Racing team, and, you know, I've seen them literally build it from the ground up and to what they've become. So whenever I ran at Watkins Glen, I saw the potential that, you know, it had in it. And I'm glad that we finally got some fruit of their labor with a win.
Go to Bob, Jordan, Zach, then Matt.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Is there anything you can tell about how tires will react in Cup after tonight, even though it's a different tire?
Yeah, there's absolutely no way anybody will be able to tell. It's been so bizarre the last couple of races here with the Cup tire that even practice I don't think is going to be an indication of what's going to happen in the race. But I will say the temperature being elevated, I think it should make it a normal Bristol race where it takes rubber, it rubbers in, and you know, we move around and run different lanes and don't have tire failures. But certainly, you know, the truck races, the Xfinity cars, though, that whatever it is, the 10-inch tire, I don't even know, the whatever the tire that we're on, it hasn't related to the Cup tire in the past, and I would not expect it to relate to the Cup tire again this week. But with the temperature being elevated on Sunday, I think that I would expect the track to rubber in and not have tire failures.
And so was today just all track position?
It was all track position.
Your truck just didn't magically get better. Okay.
No. I got the lead.
We'll go to Jordan, the Zach, and then the Matt.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Kind of following up on that, do they even need to treat the track anymore? Or is it just to a point where you just let it be and just kind of let unfold naturally?
Yeah, it's so tough because if they don't treat the track, it's all about the run length, and if you don't treat the track, at some point it's going to go single file to the top, and then if the run gets long enough with the track treated, it turns out to be a pretty good race. Having a top and a bottom, you have different lanes. If you don't treat the track and it goes long, then you're going to run single file around the top. If you treat the track and you get a bunch of short runs like we did tonight, it's going to be a choo-choo train around the bottom. So the truck race probably doesn't need track treatment just because the run lengths are shorter. There's typically a lot more yellows. I do think that the track would probably race a little bit better without the traction compound in the truck race. But the cup race, I think it normally turns out really good because we have longer green flag runs. The top will rubber in quicker, and then it will have two lanes. But certainly tonight, we never had two lanes. We had it was just a choo-choo train, and it made it very, very difficult to pass. You know, Bob asked about track position. You know, the start of the race, the first stage, we had, one or two yellows and a couple 30 laps run, and the track never rubbers in at all. Like, I didn't make a single pass. I don't think anybody really made a pass with the traction compound being so sticky on the bottom. So, yeah, it's very difficult to race whenever it's single file like that.
We'll go to Zach, then to Matt, then to Claire.
Zach Sternio, NASCAR.com, all the way on your left, Christopher. There's obviously a real mental part in racing as well, and so coming in here, getting the win tonight, I feel like on the Cup Series side, it's been a decent start for you guys, but maybe not to the standard that you guys have set for yourselves. Can a win tonight do anything for your mentals coming out of the Cup Series off weekend and propelling you guys forward?
I don't think so. You know, it's just enjoyable. It's really fun, and you know, like I said, I enjoy it. I love racing, and it just makes me so incredibly happy to see how much it means to this group and to see them go to victory lane and see them experience, you know, winning like they did. That's what makes it worth it for me.
Matt, then to Claire, then to Lee.
Matt Weaver, Motorsport.com. To your point about how maybe they just shouldn't need to spray it down before the truck race and maybe for the rest of the weekend do whatever, and recognizing that each division probably requires something different of
definitely.
This. Yeah. Do you have enough of a sample size for what you think the best approach should be? Is what they're doing now largely fine, or do you think there's a better way to apply it each year?
I mean, I think it works really well for the Cup race. I do. They have migrated to a little bit narrower spray. You know, at one time it was a whole car length of spray on the traction compound. And now we've gotten down to where it's just half a car, which I think was a huge improvement to make it a little bit more difficult to run. You have to be more precise with your car placement, hit your marks better. And the Cup race normally turns out to be really good, where you have two lanes, you can move around, you can make passes, you can get out of the dirty air because there's multiple places to go. But yes, yeah, certainly the truck race is very, very difficult with the fresh traction compound spray, and you know, it just doesn't get a chance to widen out with the short runs that the truck race has. So I think, yeah, it works really good for the Cup race, and the Xfinity race is, you know, a little bit less, and then the truck race, it probably would be better off without traction compound.
With the 750 spacer, I think the evolving narrative this year has been, we think a race is going to go a certain way and it just goes something different. What is the expectation for Sunday with that, and does it really matter? Because it seems like we always get something different anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I think if we had a tire degradation race, it would be substantially different, and it would make the cars, or it would be a lot harder to manage the tires. With the, you know, like I said earlier, with the elevated temperature, I'm not expecting a tire degradation race. So I don't know. This, it seems like the 750 horsepower, or the high horsepower, has had a bigger effect on more stop and go style tracks. Where Bristol is a very much a momentum style track, so I would think that it would be a little bit less of a change here, but we do have, you know, way less downforce on the car with the aero change this year. So regardless, I think going more horsepower, less downforce is going to be in the right direction to improving the racing product, no matter what the track and tires do. So I'm thankful for it. I'm excited about the changes. And yeah, I'm always going to sit here and say we need more, 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 more. But I think it's a step in the right direction.
Claire B. Lang, Dialed In Journal. You know, I talked to a truck driver tonight after the race, and he was for the Cup drivers being in the show. And I thought it was very respectful how you came in and talked about it being your part-time job, and very respectful to the series. He said, but one thing is, you know, I've really got to get points. I really have to race a certain way where these Cup drivers can come in and they can throw haymakers and they have nothing to lose. Did you race any differently knowing that you know, with the respect that you had for the series, obviously you wanted to win the race, but would you have raced any differently knowing that it is your part-time job?
Well, I think hopefully everybody in the industry knows my style and who I am as a racer. And, you know, I try and race respectfully, whether it's in the Cup Series on Sunday or, you know, a local go-kart race. But, you know, I think certainly whenever you run a different series than what you're competing in points in, it is super important to not put anybody in vulnerable positions. And, you know, tonight I don't know that I had the opportunity to, you know, make an egregious move. So, but typically I race respectfully and hard. I race hard, but I don't know. I guess yeah. I answered that.
Well, thanks for answering the question because you're not a haymaker.
Jimmy
thrower.
Was yelling at me though. Yeah. Jimmy's over there. You better take, buddy. You better be aggressive. Jimmy, no, I got this, homie.
But do you think the seven Cup drivers in the show changed the dynamic of the race at all?
I mean, it didn't seem like it. Ekus led the majority of the race, and none of the Cup drivers really dominated the show by any means. I don't know. I don't think that we. I think we race hard, and the truck drivers are doing a good job showing their skill level. And you need Cup drivers in the Truck Series and in the Xfinity or O'Reilly Series to give those guys a barometer. And so I love that there were a bunch of Cup guys out there.
Thank you.
Go next to Lee.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com. You have raced six times in the last 4 years, and I guess what I'm asking is, since you stopped racing full-time in trucks in 2017, and you've raced twice this year, how have you seen the performance of the regulars in the Truck Series elevate since you ran here full-time?
I don't know. I mean, it obviously changes. Some of the drivers are the same. Some of them are new, but I think they're holding their own for sure. And the Truck Series is super strong right now as far as race teams and drivers bringing really competitive equipment and good, you know, drivers to the racetrack. And I don't know that it's really that much different than whenever I was in the field. But I certainly love seeing more Cup guys, more, you know, established drivers setting the bar for the younger guys coming up.
Trenton?
Christopher Trenton with FrontStretch.com. I talked to Stewart a little bit afterwards, and you know, like you said earlier, that team and him being so elated to win this race with you, what does it mean for you as a driver for him to trust you to do that with the equipment, to perform and to win races for him?
Yeah, I mean, it means everything. Like, you know, that first phone call I got in August of last year to go run Watkins Glen, it meant the world to me, and it just, you know, I'm honored to be to be driving for such an incredible, hardworking, dedicated, just passionate group. You know, it's I talk about this being their day job, right? Like, this is their day job, the HFR guys, and this is not my day job. But on top of it being their day job, like, they're very passionate about it, and it's much more than a job. It's their life. It's their they pour their heart and soul into this. Like, it's not just a paycheck, you know. So it made my heart happy to see how much it meant to all the guys out there.
Any additional questions for Christopher? Go back to Lee.
I'm just wondering, how did the off week set with you? I mean, you feel like
I was bored. I was sitting on the couch watching the 62 truck last week. Say, come on, Michael Christopher, give me a good qualifying metric. So, the off week just came early. It seemed like it came really early in the season, where sometimes I really look forward to the off week, but not after seven races. So
bored. Seems like you have been on the verge of getting your mojo going in the Cup Series, and you're missing just something.
We are missing something.
And just something little, though, to, you know, get that win. And have you had time to contemplate that? Have you figured it out?
Yeah, I mean, we have the same group, same people, same process, same equipment that we did when we won three races in a row last year, and that Tyler Reddick has and won whatever four out of the first five or whatever it was. So we have all of the resources. It's just, yeah, we're just kind of swimming up creek a little bit. And, you know, I think had that yellow flag not come out at Phoenix and I won the race, we'd be sitting here talking about how great of a season I've had. But the yellow flag did come out of Phoenix and I didn't win the race. And now it's just a mediocre season. So, yeah, we're certainly it just isn't clicking right now on the Cup side. It feels like it's really close to clicking, but we're still striving to, you know, to be where we need to be and want to be.
Well, Christopher, congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck the rest of the weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy.